We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 921, talking with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee, a couple of guests from Public Works as well. We've got Interim Public Works Administrator Dustin Newman and Public Works Engineering Aide Janelle Ralph. And Janelle was telling us during the break, might be a good idea for us to let people know how they can apply for some of those dust control permits or applications, I suppose. Go ahead, Janelle, tell us how they do that.
Well, the public can come to the Public Works office and pick one up. With COVID, that's kind of not the real world right now. But we also plan to have the application and some information available at our website, on the Pott County website under the Public Works link. And then also, I do go through, and anyone that applied for the dust control last year will get an application in the mail. People can call our office and ask to be put on that list, and we'll send one out. So it's just a matter of connecting with Public Works, and we'll try to make it happen.
And when is the deadline to get one of those applications?
April 1st.
April 1st. Okay, so that's just around the corner. So you want to make sure you get that in as soon as you can. And you guys will be kind of letting the public know when and where those will be happening at?
Yes, we will advertise in the local papers starting next week. That's the St. Mary's Star, I believe, Omega Herald, the two Walmego papers, the Smoke Signal and the Times. We usually run those consecutive for 3 weeks.
All right. You guys had an interest. I might just, that's a good segue to another topic here, but I'll just briefly touch on that. You guys said I wouldn't say maybe punted, but kind of just put off a little bit here to set your official newspaper for the county a couple meetings ago, I think it was. And that's a real difficult thing, I know, because there's really not a set newspaper in Pottawatomie County for the whole county. But can you kind of talk about the challenges of that and communicating information?
It has to be local. It has to be printed or has to be available locally. And then it coverage and numbers and distribution were a concern. The Onega newspaper came in and asked for the process. We're about 2.5 months into when we had to make that earlier, should have made that decision, and we stayed with that. But I intend to go out and talk to Onega and see what their distribution opportunities are with placing sales racks out or other kinds of online distribution. We in the past had alternated it, and it is not the Mercury distribution of the Manhattan or Wamego paper, which is, it's coming out of Wamego, is not as broad across the county either. It tends to be city by city. I think I've said that before. It's most interesting in our county to try and get information out, because there are local little newspapers in each of those locations and different publication times. Some of them are monthly. Some of them are weekly. All of them are weekly that we're operating with right now. So it's an interest of trying to support local that comes to me. And I think probably if we can find out a way to alternate it again and make it possible for the others to participate, that we were interested in that process.
All right. Yeah, it's just an unfortunate thing, you know, with newspapers the way that they are right now, especially the smaller ones. It's just tough. You have to have it in your county of where I guess it has to be printed in the county.
Because we do all public notices, tax, you know, all the divorce, all of those kinds of pieces of information in there. It has to be published where people can generally get to it. With the Mercury's backing down and doing only actual delivery 3 days a week and then online, it makes it a lot harder to satisfy some of the issues that we are concerned about. It'll be a conversation. We'll work through it.
Yeah. Well, we got a phone call here. Robert is standing by. Robert, go ahead. Oh, hang on. Didn't get the button pushed quite right. Go ahead, Robert.
I noticed that the work is putting up the signs, and the sewer rain gutter systems are being put in way off center from Highway 24 west of Green Valley Road, getting ready to widen US 24 into six lanes and replacing that bridge there across the Blue River. Now might be a good time to look at the Trump stimulus, 8,800 pages, or what looks like to be an infrastructure restructuring with the new stimulus plan coming up, and coordinated our grant writers to get some money for that new bridge across the Blue, Juliet. And because there's going to be an absolute eruption of emotions when that Highway 24 is torn up, and all the traffic that we have now is unbelievable, and it's going to just make it that much worse. Just trying to look ahead and do a little planning. Thank you.
I appreciate your comments. I want to clarify that the Blue River Bridge is not probably in this plan to be expanded. We are doing Crown Circle, which is right next to the sale barn and attaches back to Heritage South. That particular connection is to take the livestock trucks and not necessarily let them turn anymore to right across the traffic to the west. And that's a separate piece from Green Valley and 24 Highway, and we worked on that yesterday, changed one of the sewer manhole covers, and looked at buying a little more right-of-way. These things are never perfected when you get the original designs. People start going, can we do this better, cheaper, more efficiently? But that particular process is likely to start in March, April, and it will be a year's project of reduction of direction. So, yes, I think we've had a survey or kind of a doodle poll in our area, and 75% of the people believe there should be that second route across the river. Many of them are military, and that's why we have another joint land use study paid for by the military to look at what kinds of roads and road accesses should be in our area to make it safe for the pilots and other people to get back and forth, as well as the people for NBAF. We were concerned about them, but we also have a new school, and with that new school, it's straight down the road on Marlette to the two junior highs, and when you have special teachers going back and forth and trucks and milk delivery and buses and all of that, taking a single route into the area with no rotational route and always going back through the food court at McCall Road, we are concerned, and I think the Manhattan people are beginning to understand it isn't just about wanting something extra. It is something that will give a return on investment, safety and security, and certainly protection if there is a crisis on that road, a major wreck or a flood. I gave directions to our local people the other day to take a look at how to get out of town and go out to Myers Creek, Myers Road. It's straight north of us. And then come back to Highway 13 and across the dam, but it's going to be an 8 mile out, 8 mile back around to do that if something really goes down. And disappointed that the 2040 plan for the region, which we always say is region and collaborated, does not include reference to that bridge, but it says we're going to run 7,000 cars down the Blue River Road, which I just go, that's impossible. It's a dirt road, it's curvy, and it goes down into the floodplain. It doesn't answer the question. But we'll continue talking with that. I think that bridge has had some recognition at the state and federal level. Biggest thing is we need to get the advanced preliminary engineering done collaboratively with the people on the other side of the river so that we can apply for a build grant or other kinds of money that are going to come up for infrastructure. Appreciate your cheerleading. We need more of that, of people that can see the practical side of that particular development over some of the things that are being done that are quality of life, but not safety and security.
Very good. Thank you for the call. I'm going to step aside, take a break, and come back. More conversation after this on News Radio KMAN.